Senior Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, leader Senator Irfan Siddiqui stated that no meeting took place between a visiting U.S. delegation and former Prime Minister Imran Khan in prison, and added that Imran Khan himself is not willing to meet members of his own party. Speaking in a private TV program, Siddiqui said, "If Imran Khan doesn't want to meet anyone from PTI, what can the government do?" He noted that leaders who served decades-long prison terms for their principles never received the kind of frequent visits Khan enjoys. PTI has no ideology or principle. Their only concern seems to be, how can we get a meeting? He remarked. According to Siddiqui, jail protocols require a list of visitors to be sent to the inmate, who then decides whom to meet. This is not a big issue. If not today, a meeting happens the next day. Criticizing PTI's internal divisions, he said most of its prominent figures see themselves as the entire party and don't recognize others. PTI has become a disorderly group, circling in confusion. On Khan's stance towards talks, Siddiqui said, "From day one, Imran Khan has refused dialogue. The ISPR laid out two conditions, apologize for May 9th and engage with political leaders. But he refuses to negotiate." He cited Senator Azam Swati's recent comments in support of this position. On the controversy over canal construction and the PPP's protest, Siddiqui said the process began after a July 8, 2024, meeting at the presidency, where ISA was directed to proceed. The Sindh Assembly passed a resolution against it only on March 14, 2025. Why was PPP silent all that time? Responding to President Asif Zardari's remarks in Parliament against the canals, Siddiqui said the statement may have been driven by political necessity following pressure from nationalist parties in Sindh. Addressing questions about coalition dynamics, he dismissed the possibility of PPP parting ways with the government, stating, "PPP is a party that supports constitutional institutions. It's not like PTI." On Nawaz Sharif's role in resolving the Balochistan issue, he said, "Nawaz Sharif is a towering political figure respected by all. His experience and relationships are crucial for national reconciliation." Regarding future elections, Siddiqui said Nawaz Sharif had already decided not to seek the prime ministership before the 2024 elections. What he decides about the next election, I cannot say. Commenting on militancy, he added, "If people take to the mountains and choose violence, there can be no negotiations in response to bloodshed."